Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of March 28th, 2013, convening at 5:35 p.m. Pacific, 8:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Summer Reese, Chair, Heather Gray, Vice Chair, Richard Ezell, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, could you call the roll, please? Is the Secretary on the line with us?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I apologize. Okay.
He has been.
That's what I thought. I think we lost him there for a second.
Yeah.
Mr. Secretary, if not, Madam Vice Chair, could you call the roll, please?
Yes, I'm just looking for the list. Forgive me for just a moment. I will do that.
Thank you.
Just a moment.
Thank you. It's okay. Here are a couple more people joining us, so that's all right. And hello to everybody out there listening to us on the stream.
If I may, since Rich is not here, this is Benito.
Yes, Benito.
I just wanted to say I saw an email from Katia a few minutes
ago.
Hello? Oh, hello?
Richard,
yes.
I'm
sorry.
Okay, roll. I have it
here too. So go ahead,
Richard. Okay. Edward Sinkert.
Rosenberg. Here. Siegel. Hello. I don't know if Dan sent in a request for an excuse, but he's out of the country.
Okay, thank you, Margie. I did not see that.
Oh, I think
you.
He did say something. Okay, Wilkinson?
I'm here.
What does it sound like you? Diaz?
Present.
King?
Present.
Norman?
Present.
Dad? She's got car trouble, so...
Yes,
she's
I think
coming
she,
late.
Yeah, she'll be coming in late.
Maybe an excused absence. Brazon?
Here.
Crumshow?
Present.
Medina? Medina? Whoa. Don't hit your buttons, folks. Medina?
Hello? I'm here.
Brenda, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Reese?
Present.
Alan?
Present.
Apollinar? Jessica, you there?
Brian here.
I hear you, Dick. Who was that? Who was the last one?
Brian just joined.
Okay, Brian. Jessica, follow it on. I can't hear you. Hitchell? Nancy, can't hear you. Richard, you say I'm here. Burden?
Here.
Coleman?
Here.
Roberts?
Present.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's Monica. Calling in. She's going to be calling in from out of the country.
Ooh. Okay, Gray?
Here.
Lane Ewart?
Here.
Our questioners are here, and you have a... You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Good evening, everyone. There is an agenda before us, and would someone like to move for its approval?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Okay.
Who is that?
Teresa.
Teresa Allen.
Okay.
And is there a second?
I'll second if that's needed. Tracy.
I'm sorry, Tracy. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Tracy. Acknowledge. I didn't hear what you said, Tracy.
She seconded.
Oh, she was seconded. Thank you. Okay. All right. Is there any objection to the proposed agenda?
Yes, I object.
I'm sorry. Who is that?
Brenda.
Brenda. Okay. Go ahead, please.
So the reason why I object is because under Roman numeral 2 committee organization, there was a search committee motion that I had proposed and I removed. And because Richard decided to reintroduce it, I think that should go under new business instead of where it currently is at.
Okay, and I'm sorry, when you say you had removed it, was it voted to be removed? Because once it's on the agenda, it can't just be, just, can you clarify, Brenda?
Yes, I requested a couple of days ago to withdraw my proposal for a motion.
Okay, and had you already made the motion in a meeting? I don't recall, Brenda, I apologize.
I did it over an email.
Okay, you had requested to put a motion into...
Yeah, so in the interest of time, I think that should be going on to, because Richard decided to introduce the motion that I was going to introduce, I think that should go under new business instead of where it currently is at on the agenda.
Okay.
And a point of order is fine, right?
Yeah, of course. Okay, thank you, Brenda.
Point of order would be that it's the same motion, and I'm not sure if it had a second, but I think for the sake of economy of time, we should just proceed with the motion as it stands.
Thank you, John. Richard?
That motion was on the agenda in New York City. So
that's
it's been, and it was... Brenda gave it to me in New York City, and then she asked it to be put on this. May I finish this? Is somebody talking? She asked that it be put on this agenda, and I put it on the agenda, and then a couple of days later, I got an email, which was a couple of days ago, asking to remove it, and I said, well, I'll support it. I mean, I'll introduce it, and it's not new business. It's very cogent on it's a committee situation that is vital. It is happening right now, and we need to move on it. And I think it should be right where it's at.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, well, so let me clarify for all the new members especially, but one cannot simply request that an item be removed from the agenda, even if you're the maker of the motion, once it's actually been introduced on the floor in an open meeting and has, entered the stream, as it were, of motions. It has to actually get removed by the group. Whether it's in the correct placement is a different issue, but I thought this had been introduced in New York at the actual meeting, so... It's a motion coming from an individual as opposed to coming out of committee. Typically, those don't get prioritized above the committee reports and motions. And we did deal with the other committee structure issues, like regarding FRAT, et cetera. So I'm going to go ahead and rule to leave it there, and if you would like to... it was on the agenda previously. I can't say for sure that I think it's in the right location, quite frankly, but one can't simply remove it from the agenda just because one is the maker of the motion. And it does seem to me, because it deals with the actual committee structure, we've dealt with the other items dealing with whether, the number of members to populate committees and whether or not the other task force should be disbanded or retained. So this goes to the same basic issue, which is, do we keep a separate committee for this specific purpose, or do we subsume those activities into a pre-existing committee? So I'm going to go ahead and leave it at the front end of committees, even though typically a motion introduced by an individual would not go above motions coming out of committee, because it deals specifically as to whether or not a specified committee should exist or its tasks taken over by a different committee. So I'm going to go ahead and stay where it's at, so we can get it out of the way one way or the other. And you're more than free, of course, to challenge my ruling. So that's at your pleasure. But I think I'll go ahead and leave it right there so that we can get that out of the way. And if there is a challenge to the ruling of the chair, then are there any other objections or amendments to the agenda? And if there are none?
I have a question.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
This is Serene.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
Okay. I have a motion with regard to meeting preparation and efficiency of our meeting, and I'm wondering if you could suggest a good place on the agenda to put it, where it would be handled tonight.
Oh, no, nothing probably in terms of getting it on to, I mean, if it's about, like, how we structure the meetings or efficiency, most likely, I mean, governance in theory is the committee that's supposed to come back and say, you know, make some recommendations on that. And, of course, we were on coordinating the other night. We did discuss some of that. To not have it languish under new business, I would suggest that if it's something in terms of how to structure the meetings, either bring it back to the coordinating or to the governance committee, one of those committees that could say this is what we should do from here, because otherwise it'll end up getting put way down there somewhere. We probably won't end up getting to it tonight, Serene, if it's not already on here.
Brenda, for the SAC.
Okay. Go ahead, Brenda.
I think it's another one of the reasons that I'm bringing up, not to press the issue of the of doing mm-hmm. away with committees, is because I think I can't see the hiring of an election supervisor on the agenda. And I'm sorry if I'm trying to look through the agenda, but I think that's very pressing because we are at the end of March, and so I'd like to get that done.
This is Jessica. I'm on the line.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you. If it's a new motion, I mean, how do I put this? One of the reasons we have so much trouble getting through stuff is we shouldn't necessarily be introducing brand new motions at the front end.
I just want to know an update.
Sure. Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
Gotcha.
I want to make sure it's addressed.
Got you. Okay. I have received communications from the Elections Committee. Well, this isn't the appropriate place for me to discuss it, but I'm happy to briefly go over that one when it's appropriate for me to do so. Okay?
Okay. And Serene, just another quick question about
go ahead,
the...
Thank you.
I'm not clear on what order we're using in terms of how committee reports are placed on the agenda. I thought it used to be alphabetical by committee, with committees coming, I don't know whether they simply were integrated with task force, depending on the alphabetical order, or whether it was all committees and then task force. But what exactly is the process? Because it doesn't seem to be alphabetical. What is it exactly?
Well, you know, last year what we were doing was actually rotating, you know, because otherwise if we started always at the same point in the alphabet, we'd never get to the other committees. So we would go through and then, you know, start with the next set of committees, you know, whichever committee reports we had gotten through, and then go to the next one, you know, that was on the list that had not yet, received attention, because obviously at the speed with which we work, we frequently don't get through all the committee reports, and of course at agenda approval time, sometimes
Richard to the SAC, please
would make amendments to the agenda and say, you know, I want technology moved up or this one moved up above, you know, thus and such. I'm going to let Richard go ahead and speak to this as the secretary. Go ahead, Richard, please.
Okay, the meeting started how long ago?
13 minutes.
We have 10 minutes. We're out of time on this. I think we need to vote on the agenda and come on.
Thank you. Well,
we got a lot to do tonight.
And, you know, that does go back to the thing that we discussed on the coordinating committee. I would like to ask for a volunteer timekeeper.
I'll do that. This is Heather.
Thank you, Heather. Okay, so we are 3 minutes past time on agenda approval. And
this
is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. So unless someone makes a motion to extend time, which should have been done before time expired, actually, then we will go with the agenda that we have. If someone wishes to make a motion, I'll entertain it.
Well, I have a question.
I'd like to move that we extend by 5 minutes to the present time so that we can at least understand how the agenda is made.
Sure. Is there a second?
Sorry. Point of order. This is Brian.
This is Lydia.
Hold on. Before I take Lydia or point of order, is there a second on Serene's motion for 5 minutes?
I second.
Who is
I
that?
Object.
That's fine. If I could ask for the not only for my own sanity, but for the rest of your colleagues and those listening on the stream, if you could please say your name. I recognize most of your voices, but that doesn't help anyone else. And for the secretary, in terms of record keeping, if you're a second, or you wish to be acknowledged, you can speak. Just please say your first name. Okay? Thank you. Who was the second on that?
Margie.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to take Brian with the point of order, please. And there's somebody with a very loud baby in the background. Please mute. Thank you. Compound one. Go ahead, Brian.
The point of order is that there's no time limits in effect until we've approved an agenda with time limits. We shouldn't waste our time voting to extend time before we've approved an agenda.
Thank you, Brian. I will point out that on average, this board likes to take about half an hour on agenda approval at every meeting, which is incredibly
wasteful. We don't have that kind of time.
So,
Carolyn on the agenda.
And I thought I heard an object. Was it Tracy with an objection?
Well, I was objecting to the extension of time for the points that Benito just made, but I guess it's kind of moot now.
Okay, thank you. Lydia.
Brian said was, of course, my point that until an agenda is approved, we don't have time allotted. And so we should review, and also people should be mindful if they make a change to the agenda, what is the proposed time limit? Because there's just an assumption that those are absolute, and of course nothing is absolute until the body votes on the agenda. So there is no time yet in terms of the approval. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tracy for the stock.
Okay, I have Carolyn and then Tracy. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Thank you. I would suggest that we, I don't know if you need a motion, that we move Suyin's question of how the agenda and the committee to put together to governance or coordinating and probably governance to come back with a report, and that to make things a little bit easier going forward, that all of our motions have either the committee and the vote on it or the individual maker's name on it. And I'd like governance to maybe look at those two and make a recommendation.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Okay, I think typically coordinating committee has had more to do that with than governance, but it's a motion, so it's fine. Tracy?
I'd like to call the question on the agenda.
Thank you. I second.
This is a Apollinar.
Is there any objection to calling the question?
Brian, with a question.
Yes,
point of information.
Yes, Brian.
So the time limits that are in parentheses on the agenda, it looks like there's a 10-minute time limit for every item. Are those intended to be binding?
If the agenda is approved, then those are the time limits that are on there. You can always move to extend time when you're in any item, you know.
Which would require a 2/3 vote at that point.
No, not to extend the time. It's to extend the overall agenda. I mean, we do that all the time. Otherwise, there'd be no point in anyone saying to make a motion to extend. You raise an interesting point, Brian. We've been pretty fast and loose with some of the time things, and we'd like to tighten that up a bit. So,
I just want to clarify. If they're advisory times, you don't need to vote to extend. If they're binding times, I have a problem with limiting each item to 10 minutes because it seems like there's no room for any substantive discussion. Some of those items are big-ticket items.
Okay. This is Jessica for the stack, please.
Thank you.
I want to be clear that the questions have been called.
I'm sorry. She's
on the stack.
And she's right. The question has been called. Folks, let's just vote on that. Is there an objection to calling the question as opposed to having further discussion?
No.
Yes, I object.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll, please? Support calling the question.
Okay. Now, everybody quit talking. Turn off your mute. Be ready to respond. Thank you. And no talking while the vote's going on. Resign.
No. This is I'm calling the question, right? So my answer,
yes.
my vote is no.
No, thank you. Grimshaw.
Yes.
Medina.
No.
Alan. Teresa?
Sorry,
can't
Alan
hear you.
Says yeah. Alan says yes.
Apollinar.
Apollinar says yes.
Thank you. Hinchel?
Yes. Hinchel says yes.
Uzel says yes. Burden?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Roberts?
No.
Saba?
Abstain.
Who
what was that?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Gray.
Yes.
Hi. I'm sorry, Gray?
Yes.
Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Edwards Tinker? Brian, can hear you.
I vote no.
Rosenberg?
Yes.
Siegel's not here. Wilkerson?
No.
Diaz?
Abstain.
King?
Yes.
Norman?
Yes.
Stitt? Oh, you're not here either. Okay. Twelve yes. Four no's and oh wait a minute. Robert's passed. Did Tareen, what'd you want to vote on that?
Oh, I said yes.
You did say yes?
Yes. Why yes?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
It passes.
Okay, so it's 13 yeses. Four no's and some extensions.
Okay, so the question's been called. Is there any objection to the agenda?
Just on the count, I thought it was 12, 5, and 2.
Oh.
What is... Mr. Secretary?
Orders of the day.
Madam Chair, someone's just asking for a repeat on the count, please, Richard.
Brenda, for the
13, 4, 2.
Okay,
that
thank you.
That is incorrect.
And
all right.
What?
The result doesn't change, but if the count matters, I don't know what actually does matter here, but if the count matters, it's incorrect.
Okay. Let me recount.
Point of order, it requires a two-thirds vote. It sounds like it has it either way, so no, I
certainly,
wouldn't say that
but
matters.
But if people wish to know whether it won by
12
or by 13, 12
by 2 is not two-thirds.
No. One, two.
I'm sorry, 12-5-2 is not two-thirds. 12 is more than double of 5, and the 2 doesn't count. That is, I do not know where that math comes from, that an abstention counts against the two-thirds.
You need two-thirds in the affirmative.
Look, we're just trying to waste time here. Is that the point? The
well,
count
know,
is 13-4-2.
Okay. Let's not argue with that. Brenda for the stack?
I'm sorry, stack on what? Are we still just... disputing the count?
No.
Oh, okay. So before we have a stack, is there any objection to approving the agenda?
Yes, I have an objection.
Yes, I have an amendment.
It's too late to amend anything. We've called the question. We're out of time. I don't think anyone understands how this works. We're done. We spent half an hour on agenda approval.
Let's vote. Let's vote.
You can vote against the agenda. I would like to make one statement as a record. I'm Catholic. It's Holy Thursday. It's a holy day of obligation. I'm not taking my family. I'm not seeing my day. My certainly isn't go to church. I'm on call because I'm supposed to be. I hope you're going to get some business. Off the head.
Who's doing that?
Very childish. Doing that, child.
Chair.
Somebody's playing some kind of music.
Oh, I understand completely what's happening, but I'm pointing out that it's Passover week for our Jewish colleagues, and it's Holy Week for our Christian colleagues.
Privilege.
And my point of personal privilege is that we supposedly do this stuff
you
in
have
order
a
to
point
construct...
personal privilege.
No, it's that we take a half hour on agenda approval on every meeting, and some weeks this stuff impacts even more so on people's personal lives, and we do it anyway because we put a high priority on our commitment to this organization. I would hope that we get some useful work done this evening. That is my point, that there is a world outside of Pacifica, and it continues on a calendar that we ignore all the time in order to conduct
okay.
business.
As a point of order, we need to go to a vote. The question's been called. There's nothing more to say until we go to a vote on the agenda. Please.
I agree. Thank
you. The attention of the chair. I have not been recognized, nor has anyone else, so I don't understand why people are over-talking me.
Go ahead, Serene.
I'm working within the rules.
Serene?
Someone just named me repeatedly.
Who?
And I would like to know why. It is out of order.
Hold on. Who named you repeatedly, Serene?
I couldn't tell which one of your directors
I didn't hear that. All I heard was...
voice who repeatedly said, stop it, Serene.
Okay, I did not hear that, Serene. If that was said, that was inappropriate. What I heard was the beeps. That's all I could hear, frankly, was the beeping of whomever was pressing the phone keypad repeatedly while I spoke.
I didn't hear that either. This is Jessica. Sorry, my two cents. I didn't hear anything about Serene at all.
And I presume no one heard me, frankly, either, because whoever was doing that made a lot of noise. But it's okay. Let's move on. Let's vote, please. The agenda is out of time. It has been called. If you support the agenda, then please vote yes. If you do not, please vote no or abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay, this is the vote for the agenda. Edwards. Brian, I can't hear you. Rosenberg.
Yes, on the agenda.
Was that you, Brian, coming back on?
That's probably me.
Wilkinson?
I abstain.
Diaz?
Yes.
King?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Chet, still not here. Razan?
No.
Is that a yes?
That was a no.
Please, somebody do some of your dogs. Was that a yes?
I'm sure. Yes.
No. I was Razone.
Razone was a no.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Crumshow?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
Alan?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Gotcha. Paulinard? Jessica, can't hear you.
I'm sorry, that's a yes. I don't see how it would not be.
Okay, Hitchell. Okay, Hitchell.
Yes. Hitchell votes yes.
Uzzell, yes. Burton?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Roberts?
No.
Saba?
Abstain. I don't know what this agenda was at the time.
We're voting on approving the agenda.
I know, since I came late, I don't know if there was any changes, so that's why I abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Gray?
Yes.
Lane Yord?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Simpkins? Can't hear you, Brian. And then Roberts, Pass? Can't hear you.
Mr. Secretary, this is Burden. Did you get my vote? It was
yes. I got you, yes.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
I can't hear Serene Roberts. Are you going to vote? Okay. Can't hear you. Thirteen yes. Two no. And two abstentions.
I just want to note that I heard at least three no's, so I just want to register that we really need to watch the count. I know
I'm watching the count like a little chicken here. And if everybody would be quiet, we could all hear right. The vote is 13-2-2.
Lydia, Brenda, and I believe all voted no.
No, we didn't hear you three.
Serene, you didn't come back on where we could hear you. I asked several times. Do you want to vote no? Do you want to vote no?
I said no.
Do you want to vote no?
I said no.
Thank you. We'll put you down then as 13-3-2. Now may we move on. Madam Chair, where are you?
I'm sorry. I was on mute, Richard. Thank you. The agenda passes?
Yes. 13-3-2.
Thank you so much. Okay, so now that we have an approved agenda, we have approval of the minutes. Would someone like to move approval of the March 14th minutes, please?
Yes, I move approval of the open minutes from the meeting on the 14th.
And I'm sorry, is that Tracy?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Heather. I'll second.
Thank you so much. Is there any objection?
I'm going to abstain.
All right. Mr. Secretary, could you call the roll, please? An abstention triggers a vote. Thank you.
I have a question.
Okay. Yes?
Okay, I have a correction.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
Under approval, under item 3, Roman numeral 3, about the motion to reduce the number of directors on committees, my objection was not that the motion was not exactly like the motion it wanted to rescind. My objection was that the motion misrepresented the original motion.
Where is that?
Roman numeral 3A.
Let me pull them up. Okay, Roman numeral 3. And your objection was
that the motion to rescind misrepresented the motion it was attempting to rescind.
Where is this? This is Roman. Point of clarification or something. Can somebody, Ms. Benito, can somebody point me where we're at?
She's speaking of Roman numeral 3 in the minutes, not in the agenda.
It was misrepresent the motion. What else?
Misrepresented the motion it intended to rescind.
Oh, okay. It intended to rescind. Okay, I'll change it.
And then on the following point of order, Teresa Allen, I believe, claimed that it was 4% that was required before someone could get a roll call vote, which is inaccurate.
It's not inaccurate. In Robert's rules, it takes 50% vote for a roll call vote. If you want to bring that up, I think that's a good point to bring up.
What I have here
is right if Ms. Allen says it's right, because it's her point of order.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I don't wish to argue with the Secretary. I would simply like to make my correction, and the body can decide. Where he says some percentage, Ms. Allen said 40%.
No, she said some percent because she wasn't sure. And I looked it up, and it takes 50%. So every time somebody calls a roll call vote, we have to have a 50% of the people to approve it, a majority vote to approve it, to have one in the first place.
Point of order, if I could. This is Tracy.
Certainly, Tracy.
I believe that if Teresa Allen is present, it is Teresa Allen's role to correct her language in the minutes if she feels that she's misquoted. So I would ask Serene Roberts to stick to issues relating to her own statements and not those of others who are present without insulting them.
Madam Chair, a point of inquiry, please.
Certainly, Serene.
Okay. It is my understanding that what is said at a public meeting or a closed, secret meeting for that matter, is what is said, and the minutes are, in fact, a public record of whatever was done, so that any member of the body can point out what they believe to be an inaccuracy in what is the body's official record.
Teresa, point of information.
Go ahead, Teresa.
At our local station meetings, I think 40% is required, and I may have said 40%, but Madam Chair, would it not be appropriate to consider whether it's really essential to bring up some of these specifics? I mean, is it really an essential detail that needs to be brought up? I'm not complaining about it. I personally don't care what's put there. I could have said 40%, and Richard Uzzell, the secretary, could perhaps have not heard that. So I'm asking you, Madam Chair, as a point of information, would this be a point at which you rule to say maybe it's not that important to discuss the minutes in such detail? That's just my
thank you,
question. Thank you.
And I might add, there's no quotation marks around any of that.
Okay. What I would suggest to members in general is when the secretary, distributes the minutes several days in advance of the meeting, that if you see that there are items requiring correction, that you email the secretary in advance of the meeting, bringing the item which you feel is inaccurate to his attention, so that he has an opportunity to check the audio if he is so inclined, or to check his own notes and decide whether or not he agrees that that is something which is merely a mistake or an inaccuracy which can be corrected prior to the meeting. Sometimes there's an actual dispute as to what was said at a meeting as opposed to a small refinement of language. Those things are certainly worthy of voting upon if there's a substantive dispute. But I would hope that if there are perhaps several small details of correction or refinement, that if they could be communicated to the secretary by email prior to the meeting, it would save us time on the meeting in terms of him checking to see if he concurs with the member that is simply something he should correct or if it's something which requires a vote. Under the circumstances, I would entertain a motion to postpone approval of the minutes to the next open session meeting and ask that members that feel there is an inaccuracy email that to the secretary so that he has an opportunity to verify whether that is the case or not. And if he feels that it is not the case, then we would vote upon it anyhow. But it would save us some time if there are several items that members feel require correcting.
I will object to that.
Okay.
This is Jessica. Can I be on the stack, please?
This is point of order, Lydia Brisson.
Go ahead, Lydia.
And Carolyn, to the stack, please.
Anything can be brought for a vote at any time with the minutes as well. It seems that there are several items.
Yeah, you can put Tracy on the stack, too, at the end.
Okay, Lydia.
Yes. We dealt with this at a previous meeting in depth because even if you, which I concur, I think it's useful if you can correct something by email, but it still has to be reiterated on the open call for the minutes before approval. So even if it's corrected by email, it still has to be verbalized on the call. Thank you. And I can go back and dig out that whole discussion, but again, why waste the time?
Thank you, Jessica, and then Tracy.
My only 2 cents again will be the same as I've learned from other past PMBN LSB members who were very wise in telling me this. If you have an issue with the minutes, why are you bringing this up and wasting my time now? We got these minutes 2 or 3 days in advance. Why are you wasting my valuable time arguing about this stuff when you could have emailed it 2 days ago? So I'm sorry to be ugly and forward. I would like everybody to take the opportunity, and I invite you all, before we get to the next meeting, please review your emails. If you have any questions, please reach out to the people you have questions to, so you don't waste all of our time on we have a lot of time we're wasting on this. So, just my 2 cents. Thank you.
Chair, I've been asked to recognize. This is Brenda.
Okay, Brenda. I have Tracy and then Brenda.
So, 2 things. One number seven.
I have Tracy and then Brenda.
And you, Carol.
Hi.
Sec,
okay, thank you.
Hi.
Go ahead, Tracy.
This is probably a little broken record, but I'm going to go ahead and call the question on the minutes as amended.
You're not being recognized, Tracy.
She was in front of you, Brenda. I said
no,
Tracy
I've
and then Brenda.
I've asked to be recognized after the approval of the agenda.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Brenda, you've asked what since the agenda?
I've asked to be recognized after the discussion of the approval of the agenda.
I did not hear you at all.
I would appreciate it if you recognize me, Summer, because I've been patiently waiting.
I have never heard your voice since the approval of the agenda. We had people who chose to press the keypad the entire time I was speaking, and then several voices that spoke at once. I apologize, but I did not hear your voice at any point since the agenda approval. I've heard Serene several times. I heard Lydia. I heard Jessica. I heard Tracy. And Tracy, I had heard significantly in advance of hearing you ask to be recognized. My apologies for that, but part of that is when everyone decides to speak at once, it is very difficult.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, thank you. Tracy? Sorry, Tracy, you called.
I call the question on the minutes as amended by Shreen.
Manisha, I second that.
Thank you. Before we go forward, Richard, were those amendments... did you get both of them? There were 2 amendments. Is that correct?
I got an amendment on Serene's point of order that Okay. And she changed the wording to misrepresented the motion it intended to rescind.
Okay.
As opposed to was not exactly like the motion it wanted to rescind.
Okay.
Which is petty, I think. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I think that's out of order.
Yes,
you know, my corrections about the minutes are not personal.
Thank you. I agree. Please, members, please, let's not. I am not at my most patient this evening either. I would ask that everyone please try to be as courteous as possible to your fellow colleagues and not impugn motives to their actions. Thank you. The question has been called. Let us please vote upon it. If you support the approval of the minutes as amended, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no.
Chair, I was asked to be recognized.
I understand that, but the question was called, Brenda.
We didn't vote on it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hold on. Stop, Richard. No. There's an objection to calling the question. Margie's quite correct. Okay.
I'm just saying.
No, you are, Margie. It's totally legitimate. Okay, I'm not in any way trying to. And Brenda, I did not not recognize you because I intended to. I'd never heard your voice. Okay, I would never intentionally not recognize someone. Okay, so there's an objection to calling the question. Is that correct? Then, Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll on calling the question? Thank you.
Call the roll on calling the question.
Yep, there was an objection to calling the question. So if you support calling the question on the minutes, then vote yes. If you do not and wish to continue discussing
them,
then vote no.
Okay, sir.
This is on calling the question, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Brazone.
No.
Crimshaw.
Yes.
Medina. Yes.
No.
Allen.
Yes.
Apollon.
Pass.
Mitchell.
Yes.
Uzel, yes. Burden.
Yes.
Coleman.
Yes.
Roberts. Can't hear you, Serene.
No.
Pass.
No.
Oh, no.
How come
okay. Everything
sounds like a pass tonight, Richard?
Well, it does sometimes. Saba.
Yes.
Ray.
Yes.
Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Edward Seekert. Can't hear you, Brian. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Siegel's still gone. Wilkinson.
No.
Diaz.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Norman.
Yes.
Is Stitch not here yet? Okay.
No,
Hitchell passed. Nancy, I can't hear you. Nancy? Oh, no, that was Apollinar.
Sorry, Nancy.
It?
I'm sorry. I already voted, didn't I?
Yeah, Apollinar, I'll pass. I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm sorry. This is Apollinar. I vote yes.
Okay, I got you.
You got mine, Richard?
Who is that?
Nancy.
Gotcha. Yes.
All right.
And the only one I don't have is Brian Edwards Tinker. Okay. On call the question.
Thank you. Now, I presume there are still some objections to the minutes, or am I incorrect in that? Are there any objections to approval of the minutes now that the question has been called?
Yes, As I said before, I'm abstaining.
Thank you. Then please call the roll, Richard.
Now,
of the minutes.
Who was that said they were abstaining?
That's Brazil.
Lydia,
okay. I thought you said no. Okay. Abstain.
No.
Okay. This is for the minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Alan.
Yes, approved minutes.
Apollinar. Jessica? Can't hear you, Jessica.
I'm sorry, I passed.
Mitchell?
Approve the minutes.
Right. Approve the minutes. Is that a yes?
Yes.
Is that a yes? Burton?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Gotcha. Burton?
No.
Saba?
Abstain.
What was that?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gray?
Yes.
Lane Yord?
Yes.
Edward Steger? Can't hear you, Brian. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Siegel,
Brian abstain.
Brian abstained. Okay, gotcha. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Diaz?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Norman?
Yes.
Brazon, you abstained?
Abstain.
I think you did.
Yes, abstain.
Grimshaw? Don, can't hear you.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, okay.
Grimshaw, yes.
Dina? Okay, Medina?
Is this including the amendment or the changes yes. made?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this including the changes that were proposed by Celine? Yes.
This is to approve the agenda and with the amended by Serene.
The minutes.
What did I say, agenda? Sorry,
yes,
minutes.
It's okay.
I vote yes, then.
You're going to vote yes, okay.
Manager, I heard your agenda, and I abstained. For the minutes, I would say yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was...
Because I was not for agenda. I was late. I didn't understand all the agenda, so.
Okay. Did we get, I don't think I got a couple of passes. I think Apollinar? For the
yes, approve the minute. Yes, approve the minutes. This is Jessica Polinas.
Gotcha. Roberts?
I'm sorry, I thought you'd heard me. I said no.
Okay.
I think you abstained.
Fifteen to one and four abstentions. Can't hear you, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, Richard. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I am sorry. 15-1, was that correct? Before
15-1-4.
Fantastic. Thank you. Minutes are approved.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
This is Janice. If there's a second, I'd like to be placed on a stack.
We're going to the next item on the agenda. Is it a point of information or something that
I have to urge everyone to please recognize that we have candidates that are going to be interviewed shortly. We don't have time for items that don't move us ahead. I am not trying to cast dispersions on the work that has happened. I understand why it's important, but we've got to act with more due diligence and with less little biting and all that stuff in the middle. It's just non-productive. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Janice. Your points are very
thank
well
you.
Taken. We are an hour into the agenda, and we've approved the agenda in a minute. So we'll have a half hour to actually get some work done on the agenda. So thank you, Janice.
Excellent points. So now that we've done that, the first thing on the agenda after of the minutes, and I would appreciate if the timekeeper were to try to keep us on track, so perhaps we'll get through a couple of these items in the remaining half hour of the open session, is PNB meeting date. So we met in the coordinating committee on, Tuesday. There we go. And we've been meeting on the second and fourth Thursdays for the last 2 years. When I became chair, we started scheduling all of the PNB meetings for the entire year so that we could schedule all of the committee meetings as well for the entire year and get all the various moving parts between the local and national boards moving so that people weren't double booked on meetings, and so we could also stream the meetings without making it impossible for our technical staff. The coordinating committee has concurred to continue with the second and fourth Thursdays with one change, that the fourth Thursday be the main meeting, as it were, and the second Thursday of the following month be the continuation meeting. The rationale for that was that by the fourth Thursday of the month, the various committees of the national board as well as the local station boards will have met for that month, and if there are concerns of the LSBs that need to be brought by their delegates to the PNB and also motions that have been passed by the various committees, that they will all be available by that fourth Thursday, and so that should be our main meeting, and that if we feel that we need to have a continuation meeting to continue getting through business, that we would then meet on the following second Thursday. So it would still be the same second and fourth Thursdays, with the only change being which one is considered to be the main meeting of the month and which one is considered to be the continuation meeting. Does someone wish to move approval of this?
Well, point of clarification, Benito?
Yes, Benito.
Does this mean that we would have two meetings a month regardless? It's just a question of what is that second Thursday called?
Continuation meeting. The only value of continuation meetings in theory is that you don't have to go through some of the things you've already done at the previous meeting, like IED reports and minutes and those sort of things, and agenda approval, because you'd be able to just continue wherever you left off at. It does not mean that we would have to have two meetings per month. There are many people on the board that feel it's impossible to get the work done in one meeting per month, and that inevitably we have to meet two meetings per month, and that it's preferable to have them scheduled as opposed to having emergency meetings thrown at you. This would allow us to, you know, if we chose to as a group, to take a vote at the end of our meeting, you know, on the fourth Thursday and say, do we feel we need to meet again in 2 weeks? And we could vote and say, no, we don't want to meet again in 2 weeks. So it's not a mandate that we have to have two meetings per month, but would still have those as the dates if we are having two meetings per month.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Heather. We've already gone 2 minutes on this item. So.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there a motion to approve this? Or,
so moved.
So moved. Thank you. Who is that? Serene, thank you. Is there a second? I guess we don't need a second. It's a committee recommendation. Is there any objection to this proposed schedule for the year? And if there is none, then we can move to the next item. Okay, and hearing none.
Brenda?
Yes, Brenda.
The only reason I would actually ask to amend the motion for the second meeting to have a time less of a time certain as opposed to the first meeting.
You mean to be a shorter meeting?
To be a shorter meeting, yes.
Do you have a...
So if we do go ahead and decide to have that meeting, that it would be a shorter meeting.
Okay, do you have a suggested time?
So normally our meetings with open and closed session are about...
They're 3 to 3.5 hours, depending on the meeting.
Okay, so I would propose it to be... an hour and a half maximum, so 90 minutes.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Who is that?
Serene.
Thank you, Serene. All right, let us vote on the amendment. And
Point of information,
Teresa, for the stack. Okay, go ahead, Richard, and then Teresa.
That's an hour and a half for both open and closed total.
How long are usually our both open and closed? It's about 3.
It's like an hour and a half at each one usually.
Yeah, it's about an hour. So yes, I would say 90 minutes for both closed.
Okay. Tracy for the STAC.
And Carolyn for the STAC, too. Thank you.
Certainly. Teresa, then Tracy, then Carolyn. I am going to switch to my cell phone so that I can go on, please.
Was Richard ahead of me?
Richard spoke. Richard, did you have something else to say? I'm sorry. Richard?
I didn't say anything.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Teresa, go ahead, please.
You know, we have people tonight that are very concerned about what's happening at WPFW. And we have many, many items that are on the agenda that I don't know that we'll get to in open session. I feel that this attempt to make the second meeting shorter, although it's well-intentioned, is an attempt to micromanage, and I think it will only upset people when they feel that it's really important that we get something accomplished that's really high on their priorities for the meeting. So I suggest that we vote against this.
Thank you. Tracy?
I am pretty convinced, and I'm just, you know, share this, is that this amendment is a recipe for what we all don't want, which is three meetings a month, because we will not get to pending matters. People will say correctly that things are important and their LSB requires that the board hear them, and then we will set up emergency meetings, as we did four times in the period between February 1st and, I think, March 15th. And frankly, those four emergency meetings were, you know, very difficult for my schedule, and I really have a problem when the PNB starts dropping emergency meetings with very little notice. So I think this is the kind of thing that we're sort of shooting ourselves in the head. And it's worth saying that if we were having an hour and a half meeting open and closed, the meeting would already be over. So realistically, 90 minutes is not a period of time when this board will achieve much of anything. So I think we need to go ahead with the motion as it was prior to the amendment.
Thank you, Tracy. Carolyn, you're next.
Yes, I think we have a lot of experience with this tactic, if I may, of extending the agenda approval, extending the agenda approval for hours. So I would like to amend a motion or make a motion, I forget where we are at this point, that the hour and a half would be only after the agenda is approved. That after the agenda is approved, any meeting lasts for an hour and a half.
I accept that amendment.
A second point of order, please, Serene.
What is your point of order, Serene?
The first is that the use of the word tactic, I think, is maybe a tad on the snide side. And the second point is that this is a continuation meeting. There won't be another agenda to approve.
Thank you. As long as we all stick to that, yes, that would be most helpful. I think Carolyn is correct. There should not be agenda approval at a continuation meeting. We just have to be diligent in making sure people don't derail that. Okay. All right. Is there anyone else that needs to speak to this matter? All right, then we'll take a vote on the amendment. The amendment of that, the continuation meeting, if there is a continuation meeting each month, be no more than 9 minutes, inclusive of both open and closed sessions. If you support that, then please vote yes. If you do not, then vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, will you call the roll, please, on the amendment?
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say other than closed session?
Inclusive. I said inclusive. I'm sorry, I have a legalistic bent of mind, inclusive of
right.
Open and closed session.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, point of information. My point was that this be exclusive of the agenda approval process.
Yeah, I think that should be implicitly understood. If we get jacked up in agenda approval for some reason, that is separate from the 90 minutes. We should not be doing agenda approval on a continuation meeting. So I will make that a ruling, if nothing else, okay?